And it is hard to know where to begin the hour on this Monday amid an ongoing pandemic, soaring unemployment, and now widespread protests over the police killing of George Floyd, which in many cities last night led to looting. Yesterday, Seattle Mayor Jenny Durkan teared up when describing the destruction in her city, and she said this about some of the people out on the streets.
I also want to acknowledge that much of the violence and destruction, both here in Seattle and across the country, has been instigated and perpetuated not by the people most impacted by generations of discrimination and institutional racism, but by young white men. These were not the acts of allies. These were the acts of people who came with their own intentions to destroy, to injure, and to cause chaos.
In Atlanta, Georgia, yesterday, protests started off peacefully. But the Atlanta mayor fired two police officers for using excessive force against demonstrators.
At the same time, in several cities, we saw police officers kneel in solidarity with protesters, voicing their anger over the death of Floyd, who was killed after a white police officer held him down with a knee to his neck last Monday. Let's head to Minneapolis now for the latest from Tim Nelson, who's a news reporter for Minnesota Public Radio. And Tim, there were protests again last night, and what's the latest today?
Yeah, that's right. There were actually two large protests, people on the street in Minneapolis and St. Paul. And as you probably have seen, the one in Minneapolis got onto the Interstate 35W bridge over the Mississippi River downtown. And as people were apparently gathering and even taking a knee on the pavement, this tanker truck came barreling into the crowd. It didn't actually hit anyone, but it was very close. It was just a miracle that that no one got hit there. The folks out on the bridge did stop the truck and got the driver out. He's been arrested and may face criminal charges.
Okay. NPR reporters have also been seeing protesters trying to stop looters, and you actually have some sound from one of them.
Yeah, my colleague Matt Sepik was out at the scene of George Floyd's death last night, about 2 o'clock in the morning at Chicago Avenue and 38th Street in South Minneapolis. And there's been a large gathering there, and you know, people were watching as someone else came up and tried to break into a convenience store that had been closed right across the street from where George Floyd died. They actually stopped him. Here's what Izzy said happened.
Someone tried to break into the Speedway, and we stopped him, or we attempted to stop him, and he became irate and started just escalated quick, and then it came over, and we got him over to the other side of the street, got him out of there, and in the middle of that, there was a tussle between him, the crowd, and I was struck with a wrench, but I'm going to be okay.
Now, he was one of hundreds of people gathered there. He wasn't badly hurt, although Matt did tweet a picture of the great big bandage on his forehead from the injury.
We're also hearing folks in Minneapolis are being told to look for arson and bomb materials from outside agitators. People are afraid of outsiders coming in. What more do you know about that?
There really has been a shift this weekend that what people are really worried about are people using these demonstrations, these marches, as cover for ill intent. And we've seen this before. In 2015, Minneapolis police shot an unarmed black man by the name of Jamar Clark. There was a very large demonstration outside a nearby police station. And about a week into that demonstration, a young man, a white man, came to the demonstration and shot five people. Friends of his subsequently told us that they believed he had very racist views. He didn't say anything about that during the trial, but there's some fear that that may happen again here, that there are outsiders who are trying to threaten these demonstrators or, you know, cause havoc elsewhere. And the Minneapolis police are telling people to look out for bottles of gasoline, improvised weapons, cars without license plates, and let them know they think these things are out there and could represent a risk to the community.
Is there a curfew, and are people out on the streets today?
Well, there have been for the last two nights. In some places, in some of the suburbs, there are actually three nights of curfews, but there isn't so far. That said, authorities have been making decisions about public safety on very short notice in recent days. You know, they said they were going to close all the highways in Minneapolis at 7 o'clock last night and very suddenly moved it up to 5 o'clock, apparently responding to, you know, some threat that they perceived along the way here. So we expect to hear today if they intend to extend that. I would not be surprised, although the spokesman for the state said last night that they expect the National Guard is going to be in place and on the ground for some time to come.
That's Tim Nelson. He is a news reporter for Minnesota Public Radio. Tim, thank you so much.
You're welcome.